Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
What do you call a blind dinosaur?
No idea.
Do you think he saw us?
And is a stranger still.
I lifted that right from Jurassic Park.
My name's John Vegan.
And welcome to the rest, Stranger Still. That's the sound they make.
I would like to invite
Grant.
Any of you that are still here to donate to our Patreon to pay the legal fees for using that theme song.
Because I just sounded too good.
Yeah, thanks.
What are we talking about today?
I don't know. This is your show, huh?
Oh.
I'm just the criminal guest.
Oh, yeah. Some jerk decided to show up this week.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Good thing I did, and now nobody's listening because of that intro. Good, thanks.
Well, if you haven't guessed by now, we're going to talk about dinosaurs this week, and more specifically, fossils.
Which contain
dino DNA.
I'm John Vegan.
I'm Nick Wood.
And this is a podcast where we answer the strange questions you never thought to ask.
And, this week, I came across this really weird video of this incredibly strange woman explaining why paleontologists' jobs are jokes and why dinosaurs don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Or they never existed. And then you came across a pretty cool article, like, at the same time about how we had found, like, this perfectly preserved dinosaur.
Yeah.
What was that article about?
It was about how crusty he was and filled with goo.
Yeah? Because he was preserved so well?
Yeah. He was just, like, a statue.
Yeah.
I read it while walking to the bathroom at the Mellow Mushroom.
Oh, I love Mellow Mushroom.
Yeah, it was great. Okay, so this little dino man.
Uh-huh.
I think they're called saurs back then.
Yeah.
Was covered in all kinds of volcanic rock and ash and rock and all that stuff. And he's so well preserved by his unfortunate demise that he had intact fleshy organs inside.
Isn't that weird?
That is awesome. So you could see what he ate.
Yeah.
You could see, like, that is the most well preserved fossil that we've, I think, ever found. Is that what the deal is?
Yeah. Well, we'll get into why many fossils can't be preserved very well.
And it was in Canada. Thank you.
Yeah. Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada, your dinosaurs are so great.
Yep.
There's a dinosaur called the Edmontosaurus or something like that. I assume it was discovered in Canada. But I saw that video, and then you presented that article, and I was like, we gotta talk about dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Because I love dinosaurs. Everyone loves dinosaurs. And if you don't, you're not a real person. And actually, Justin on our Facebook page wanted to know if that video was real.
Yeah.
Because he said that he had seen it pop up a couple times, and I dug into it to see. It's so hard to find out if that video is real or not, because it links back to this website called christiansagainstdinosaurs.com. And yeah, they post a bunch of articles that seem satirical, but then you go to their Facebook page and there's an FAQ on the side that says, surely this is a joke. And then their response to that is, no, it's not a joke. We really are against dinosaurs, and we're creationists, and we believe the Earth is 6,000 years old or whatever, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
ChristiansAgainstDinosaurs.com.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that domain to expire so I can jump on that.
It's actually like a really well put together website. It's very nice. The only thing is they didn't have like an about page, so I couldn't find out if they're real on their own website. I go to their Facebook.
Weird. Just wait till domain expires, and then I'm going to use it to launch my movie, Christians Against Dinosaurs.
Man, is that the spiritual successor to Cowboys versus Aliens?
It's kind of going to be like that.
Two,
it's just going to be people
two
in church.
Concepts against each other. Yeah.
People in church. Well, did you just call Christianity?
No, I meant like Cowboys aren't dumb, aliens aren't dumb, but when you combine them and put verses in between them, it becomes dumb.
Yeah, fair.
So the point that she was trying to make in that video is that dinosaurs weren't real because the Earth is 6,000 years old, and the only reason that we are able to find dinosaurs is because these paleontologists go looking for dinosaurs, so of course you're going to find dinosaurs. It's like when you look at the ceiling and you see the face, you see a pattern that looks like a face, it's because you're looking for faces, so you're going to see a face.
Wow, that's a good argument.
So, the first thing we're going to answer this episode is, were dinosaurs real?
Okay. Why don't you tell me, as long-winded as possible, what the answer is to that?
Yes, they were.
Okay. What's the next topic?
So I don't want to spend too much time on this, because I want to look at both sides. But the people that don't think dinosaurs were real probably won't listen to this podcast, right?
Right.
Because it's got science and evidence and stuff, and they don't care about that.
Yeah.
So I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I do want the people listening out there, if you ever hear someone say that dinosaurs weren't real, I'm going to give you evidence to argue against them. So their arguments are that there's, I guess, four main ones that I came up with. There's obviously more than this, but one article said a team of scientists supposedly found red blood cells and other tissue in a T-Rex fossil way back when, and now, of course, we found that other dino DNA with all the organs and stuff.
Yeah.
And, of course, red blood cells can't last tens of millions of years. That's just stupid.
Yeah, pretty dumb. Pretty dumb move, scientists.
Yeah. How dare you observe the Earth and then... Anyway, they also argue that our dating methods aren't accurate. Carbon dating isn't accurate because we can't know that the things that went on 65 million years ago still pertain to the laws of nature today.
Yeah. Also, carbon dating is a really good dating website because we're carbon-based life forms.
Yeah.
And nobody's on it because it's too nerdy.
We need to see if that domain's available. CarbonDating.com. There's someone out there for you, made of stardust.
Yep. I think that's it. Yep, that's exactly it.
That's the jingle. I've heard it on TV a few times. And then along with the carbon dating thing, like I said before, that you're going into digs looking for something, so of course you're going to find what you were looking for so that you haven't wasted all this money. And lastly, creationists will say that dinosaurs are in the Bible, because many people are like, well, how do you explain dinosaur bones? Well, they're like, well, they are in the Bible. They're just called dragons because we didn't have the word dinosaurs yet.
Oh, good.
That's a legit argument.
Good, because they existed at the same time. Yeah.
Well, their idea is that our understanding of dragons back in the day, like when people found dinosaur bones, this dragon mythology came about. And that's actually valid, because people would like dig up these giant alligator-looking skulls and be like, oh my god, a dragon! But they're actually dinosaur bones.
Yeah, but they didn't know what a dragon was when they said that. So they had to create dragons, right?
Right, but they're in the Bible.
Yeah, but in the Bible, what they're talking about is basically exactly what you said. That it's just dinosaurs. It's literally dinosaurs that they just called the dragons, but they just assumed they could fly, I guess?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Someone explain away these points. First of all, red blood cells. As it turns out, this T-Rex was found with organic tissue intact because it was under extremely lucky conditions. This doesn't happen a whole lot. Like, we just now found that one dinosaur, and that's like a 1 in a million shot with all the organs and stuff inside. Because at the time of the dinosaur's death, there were all these amino acids present that help maintain proteins. They keep them preserved, basically. They act like formaldehyde. So I assume in like that volcanic situation, there was some sort of amino acid in the ash or something that kept all of his insides all gooey and good.
Mm.
Unfortunately, the half-life of DNA is only 521 years, so any DNA that was once in those cells is now gone and we won't be able to clone them. I just wanted to squash that feeling right there.
Damn.
Which, I know it's very disappointing to Jurassic Park fans, but I'm pretty sure I have no source for this, but I'm pretty sure I read an interview with Michael Crichton that was like, yeah, I know that there was no blood still available in those, but it's a book. I just wanted to write a book. So yeah, like we found mosquitoes trapped in amber and stuff, but no DNA will be there. I'm sorry, guys. Next, our dating method is unreliable. Tinder, it doesn't work.
No, yeah. Can't swipe left on a dino.
Right. So, you know, I never know if it's left or right, so I can't make those jokes because I've never used Tinder.
I think left is bad.
I think so.
Because right is right.
Right is all right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's a good way to remember. Our dating method is unreliable. So really quick, I'm going to explain carbon dating as quick as I can because I thought I kind of had a cursory knowledge of it. Turns out I didn't.
No, I think I can explain.
Oh, go for it.
When one person made of carbon likes another person very, very much.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
You don't want to flesh that out a little bit more?
Maybe when you're older.
Oh, sorry. I don't know how it works by now. Radiation. Radiation is constantly coming at our bodies from the sun and space and all that stuff. Cosmic rays and all that. And our body actually uses this radiation. Like, we get vitamin D from it and all that sort of stuff, and it incorporates it into our cells in the form of what we will call C14, because that's what it's called. And as it turns out, C14 has a really reliable half-life. And half-life is when, after a certain amount of years, it decays into half of what it was. And then every certain amount of years, it'll keep doing that until it's no longer there. So DNA, for instance, the half-life is 521 years. So after 520 years, it'll be cut in half. And then after another 521 years, that half will be cut in half until there's nothing left that we can use.
Dang.
So the half-life of C14 is 5,730 years. So if we go into a material, like an organic compound, and see how much C14 is left, we can very accurately predict how old something is.
Cool, okay. So we're looking for that specific C14 mm-hmm. in an item.
Yep, and then we can say there used to be this amount, there's only this much left, it's this old. Ta-da!
Yeah, science.
There you go, creationists. And then they say that we're looking for dinosaurs, so we're going to find dinosaurs and things that aren't there. And to that I say, shut up. Just go to the grocery store. You go to the grocery store looking for milk, and there's milk there, so you get milk. And we go looking for dinosaur bones, and there's dinosaur bones there, so we find dinosaurs.
I don't even, like, I can't even come up with, like, a funny, like, metaphor for it. It just doesn't make any sense as an argument.
Yeah, and then last of all, of course, dragons, just shut up. And lastly, if you think the Earth isn't millions of years old, just go drive to the library, read up on a book about the Earth. Oh, wait, you can't even get to the library because, according to your science, we don't have fossil fuels, and you can't drive your car.
Walk to the library.
Sorry, I get really upset about this.
No, that's good.
No.
That's dumb. Yes,
it is super dumb.
Ignorant. Let's say ignorant.
Yes. That's not a fair... These people might be incredibly smart, incredibly nice people. That are completely dumb.
No, they're ignorant to reality.
Yeah. So, needless to say, dinosaurs exist. And millions of years later, we have found their remains underground. Those remains are called fossils.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful.
So the way that fossils are made is really simple, but it's super interesting in my opinion. So we're here in Iowa, and we've got lots of limestone deposits.
Yeah.
Do you know how those are formed?
No. I don't. I don't know.
No jokes about fruit or anything?
I was going, and I was like, I went through rapid succession. I was like, okay, limes, got hard. I was like, nope, none of these are funny. Fail.
We'll just skip over and get the explanation. So basically, it's just layer and layer of minerals built up over thousands of years. Usually they're left there by water of some sort.
Okay, now I know how it works. And still, it's not a joke. I just remember the layers.
Yeah, like
the
stalagmites. When you look at it, like, there's all these different layers.
Stalactites.
Well, that's something else, but yes.
Phalagmites, dolomite, you know, caves.
Are you rapping?
Yeah, I'm MF Doom. That's basically what he does.
We got these limestone deposits, and that's basically what fossils are. So we'll come back to that in a second. First, you have to have perfect conditions for when the organism dies. It can't be tampered with by predators or anything, or if it's a plant, it can't be, like, trampled on or whatever. And it has to stay still long enough to get covered up by a bunch of dirt. So if it's like a leaf or something, it can't just go fluttering away and get broken down and all this stuff. And it has to get covered up by dirt before it starts decaying. And once it gets covered up, then for the purposes of fossilization, we'll allow it to decay. So, for example, you've got a T-Rex skeleton. It's underground. It's packed down by, like, hundreds of feet of dirt. And then the bone breaks down, and the dirt is so compacted around it, it leaves, like, a mold in the ground. Like, when you're making clay pots in mass production, you make a mold, you pour the stuff in to get another bowl.
Yucky. Yeah, so their bones disintegrate into more dirt.
Yep, and there's this cavity underground, and over time, mineral-rich water will seep in through the dirt, as water is wont to do, and it'll fill this up, and the water will filter through, leaving behind the minerals like iron or calcium or whatever, And this will continue to happen until that cavity is filled. And then we have our fossils. And our fossils are literally rocks, just like limestone. It's this buildup of mineral deposits left over time. And we have a rock in the shape of a dinosaur bone.
Pretty good.
Isn't that crazy? Someday we might be fossils.
Yeah, probably.
Isn't that scary? That's like millions of years from now. Like 65 million years or so, you know?
Yeah, that's going to be pretty good.
That's a pretty good timeline.
I wonder if you bury a fossil watch.
If that'll break down.
If it'll break down into...
You can have a fossil.
A fossil, and it'll have the time of death on it. Ooh,
it like breaks, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to know what year it was.
So these, like limestone, we call it the layers that it's found in sedimentary rock. And that's sort of where paleontologists will start looking for fossils. And hopefully I'm getting this right and I'm not offending any paleontologists' careers out there. Which is the other thing that bothers me about that woman on that video. There's a lot of paleontologists out there that you're just saying your job is a lie. Your job is useless.
Yeah.
You jerk.
I don't know. But her job is a lie. You did.
I don't know what she does.
She talks about calling other people liars.
I don't know if that's her job, though. I hope it's not. If not, you should get fired. You're not very good at it.
Well...
She literally just dumps rocks out on a thing. It's like, glue these together and make a skull. That's not how it works. I'm telling you how it works, lady.
I've never seen this video. Podcast.
You got to watch it after this. It's really bad. So anyway, they'll start looking for deposits of sedimentary rock, which they assume will be most suitable for dinosaurs. And a lot of fossils can actually be found underwater since sedimentary rock is created by water. What better place to go than actual water?
Damn, so there are probably a lot of fossils at the bottom of the ocean that we haven't got yet.
Oh, yeah. There's so much stuff underwater, and we should save this for another episode because I asked you a long time ago, like, sharks are more than 100 million years old. Dinosaurs died 65 million years ago. How are there still not giant sea dinosaurs just roaming the ocean? It's just sharks left. It's so scary to me. The ocean is just frightening.
Well, when you get deep enough, what if we explore 1% of the ocean floor?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely possible. Maybe the dinosaurs didn't go extinct. They just evolved into sharks and live on the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
And that's like, it sounds like a science fiction thing, but it could be real.
Yeah. They could just be very in those dark places that are pressure.
And maybe there are only a few to make me sound less like an idiot.
Yeah, just like one or two.
Yeah.
I saved there. So the best places to look are where any sort of erosion has occurred. So if you're going to go out looking for dinosaur bones, look for... maybe where wind has eroded the topsoil away and you can see some fossils poking out. Or same thing with water. Maybe water has eroded away like a riverbed and you might see some layers of sedimentary rock and there's like a fossil in there. And from my understanding, the best way to find fossils is, as a paleontologist, you go around looking for these prime conditions. And if you're reasonably sure there might be fossils there, then you can go get funding for an excavation. So then you're like, hey, I think there's fossils here. Let's bring out some more gear. And you can get, like, Doppler systems and everything.
I wonder who you got to, like, suck up to get that.
Universities.
Okay. So that's not so bad.
Yeah. I would assume it's universities.
You don't have to go to, like, Big Pharma and ExxonMobil.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to find you some fossil fuels, maybe.
Yeah. I think there's a little bit of oil in here.
Yeah,
let totally. Me dig.
I mean, there's been plenty of times where we come across them by accident. By doing big digs like that, we come across dinosaur bones.
I really want to fund, like, deep sea ocean fossil dives now. I want to know more about that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's going to be great.
All right. We'll start a charity.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Mariana's Trench Dino Fund.
Yeah, so this is all kind of the boring stuff, but what I want to know is how they put these together, because you might go out and build and you might not find a whole skeleton, you might just find like one skull or a rib cage or some legs, and they might be scattered all over the place. So how do they know what these bones belong to?
Do you look it up online? Duh.
You go to Wikipedia.
they have Google.
you do the image search on google.com.
That's the first time that it happened. I remember, what was it, I think... the first fossil was found in 1927.
Clementine.
Xavier Clementine went to the fossil store, which is what they called the plot of land. And he's like, what's this? And the other guy was like, I don't know. And then he said...
there's just a sign here.
Yeah, he said, hey, Siri, what kind of fossil is this?
Siri was standing right there.
Yeah, and Siri was like...
this is a velociraptor.
Sorry, my throat was full of dust. Dino dust. Yep.
So obviously, in a perfect scenario, there, if you only find pieces of a skeleton, this dinosaur might have been part of a herd. So there might be other dinosaurs like it buried around. Other times, you might just Google it. And by Google it, I mean you look at other bones that people have already discovered.
Sure, yeah.
Intact bones.
Either way, it makes me sad.
Why?
I don't want anybody to hurt the dinosaurs.
They're not going
to
get hurt. They're already dead.
I don't like hearing that they were hurt.
I'm going to slap you. You're too far away from me. Slap you now. I'll slap you later.
Okay. I'll take a rain check.
So they might compare it to a bone that we already have a full skeleton of or something like that. But these geniuses can also figure... that sounded sarcastic when I said it out loud. It wasn't sarcastic. These people like literally know, they can tell what type of dinosaur, like if it was a plant eater or meat eater, based on their... like their teeth, obviously, but sometimes their bone structure and stuff. Like, obviously, if they have long necks or whatever. But they can also tell what type of predators the dino had based on teeth marks left in the bones from, like, when they were attacked.
You know, it's interesting to me, and I just piece this together in my head.
Yeah.
That has to rely directly onto intelligence. Because if the dinosaur was intelligent enough, it could form opinions on diet. So you won't be able to do that in the future with humans, because my bones and yours will look the same.
Yeah.
You eat everything and I'm a vegan.
Yeah. I do know that some things have been so well preserved that they can reasonably guess what their diet was consisted of.
Yeah.
I don't know how that goes, but...
Was it Darwin that discovered that there must be birds with really long coiled beaks to get into the flowers?
Well, he went to the Galapagos Islands, obviously, and that's where he was really inspired, because there are certain birds on one island that would just be like normal looking birds, and then you go to the next island and maybe it'd have a longer beak because seeds would come down off the trees and get stuck in cracks, so they'd have to have these long beaks to get the seeds out of these cracks. Everything else looked the same except for their beak.
Yeah. So in that case, it could have even been that they didn't evolve as much as... maybe the shorter beaks ones were like, I'm going to go to the other island.
Yeah.
Well, could have been a mix.
Well, it could have been both. Well, the last thing that they, obviously what they need to do is they make sure the bones fit together, which might not, I mean, that sounds easy, but in some cases they might think a bone belongs to a velociraptor or something, and then find out that that bone actually doesn't connect in the way we thought it did. Like there was maybe a joint here and we didn't have that before, whatever, and we have to figure out what it actually goes to. And this actually happened with the Brontosaurus. You know the Brontosaurus, right?
That was my favorite one.
Yeah, he's the quintessential dinosaur. Everyone loves the Brontosaurus.
Yeah, the first ones you see in Jurassic Park. Big, long necks.
Yep. Well, what if I told you that's all a lie? There's no such thing as a Brontosaurus.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Bunch of garbage.
It's a bunch of garbage, which is really sad. They're actually apatosauruses. I think I'm saying that right. Back in the day, these two dudes found two complete skeletons of the sauropods, which is a fancy way of saying the big long-necked ones. They found complete skeletons of these, except for the skulls. There's no skulls with them. So in a rush to put the skeleton in a museum, they grabbed a skull they found nearby and called it the Brontosaurus. And then years later, we found out that that skull actually belonged to a Camarasaurus, and the body itself did belong to an Apatosaurus.
The Camaro of dinosaurs.
Yeah. It's the luxury dinosaur.
Yeah, really just stellar.
Listen to that engine roar, that baby purr.
Yep.
And sometimes they mess up, which is funny to me. And this is the most infamous of that situation. So dinosaurs are real. That's how you find fossils. I hope I've educated you enough. Do you want to recap for me?
Yeah. If you want to be a fossil, make sure you die in a cave.
Die in a cave, or as you're dying, cover yourself in a bunch of dirt.
Yeah.
So, have you ever heard any of Brian Regan's bits?
No.
Brian Regan is one of my favorite comedians, just because he's got this really funny delivery and this really, like, dumb voice that he does.
Yeah.
So, he was telling a story about his son where he's like, I was so proud of my son. He came up with this joke the other day. He was so excited to tell me. He's like, hey, Dad? I was like, yeah, son, what's up? He's like, why don't dinosaurs have any friends? He's like, I don't know. Why don't they have any friends? Because they're all dead. Brian Regan, go look him up.
There's a book called All My Friends Are Dead.
It's about a dinosaur.
It's, well, the first page is.
Yeah.
And then the next one, it's, I think he just says All My Friends Are Dead, and he's a dinosaur. And then it's an old man, and it just gets really dark and sad towards the end.
That's really sad.
It's really good.
So where can people find us, John?
Strangerstillshow.com. You can also find us at Facebook.
If you look up Stranger Still,
that's where you need to go. That's where you need to get involved and share things and talk with your mouth. Yep.
And that's
hands.
When we have an episode recording coming up. We'll ask people for questions on the topic, and then usually we'll answer them right now.
Let's do it.
There's a few that I answered during the show, like Justin's. Michael E. asked, were dinosaurs just giant chickens? And the reason I wanted to bring this up was because I found this article a long time ago from BBC mm-hmm. about how scientists were trying to turn chickens into dinosaurs. Have you heard about that?
No, but that sounds great.
I'll show
you
pictures after this, and I'll try to remember to post them on the Facebook group. But by like turning on and off different alleles in chickens' DNA, they started to morph the skull structure of chickens. And there's this picture at the bottom of the article that has a chicken skull on one side, an alligator skull on the other, in the middle. It looks like you've combined the two. Like it's a cross between a chicken and an alligator.
So it worked.
Yeah, but it's just DNA being tampered with.
But why did they kill it, though? Why did they have its skull?
I don't know. It died of natural causes, don't worry. Don't okay. think about it too much.
Yeah, right.
Drew didn't ask this. My brother Drew asked a question. He didn't ask it on the thread, but I thought it was kind of related. He said, yo, for real, how many years we got left on this planet?
Yeah, I saw that last night. I was at work. It was like 3 a.m. and he posted that.
And it's a very existential question.
Yeah, and I was just like, whoa. And then yeah. I kind of just went back to work.
Yeah, it depends on your view on it. Because if you're like, North Korea's going to bomb us soon or whatever, we don't have a lot of time left. But I got some numbers.
Cool, okay. So, can I get my theory first?
Yeah, go for it.
Because it's going to sound super dumb after your real numbers.
Yeah.
okay, so... Everyone says the three things you shouldn't talk about online, which has gone out the window in the past 5 years,
oh, yeah.
is religion and politics and all that
yeah.
stuff. But it's crucial that if there's something called global warming, which mm-hmm. is true, climate change, right?
Yeah, we'll do an episode on that eventually.
That's going to be immediately effective into how long we last on this planet, right?
Yeah.
And in order to get that under control, you're going to need progressive leadership with the biggest leaders of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have someone that's going
to... Look at you get all preachy. Go on.
If they're going to defund the EPA...
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to take away these programs...
Uh-huh.
And you're going to just throw everything in the garbage,
mm-hmm.
which is French for garbage, then...
Thanks for that translation.
Thank you. Then we're going to last a lot less long. Lot less longer.
Yeah.
How's that for a scientific sentence? No, but it's true because... if we can make changes to make the planet more sustainable,
uh-huh.
then the planet will sustain life longer. Overpopulation, water, stuff like that. The first big wars that are going to be global are going to be over water.
Uh-huh.
And how fast that happens
wars,
is up to legislation.
The Water World starring Kevin Costner.
That's right.
We'll all evolve fins within a matter of years.
Yeah. And I'll be like,
that's how
hey, Nick.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, and I'll throw you a fish. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be great. Well, just throw all that out the window because the answer is 990,000 years.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
And my reasoning is that some scientists took the average lifespan of mammal species throughout history, and on average, a mammal will last 1 million years, and we've almost hit 10,000, so I'm just rounding down, and we've got 990,000 years left.
Oh, okay. Good.
Well,
the Earth goes through cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Everything goes through cycles.
Yeah.
People go through cycles. We're alive, then we're dead. Plants go through cycles, life and death, all that. Suns and moons go through phases. And the way that the Earth goes through cycles is it has giant apocalypses every few
yeah.
million years.
Yeah, there's already been 5 giant extinctions
yep.
throughout the course of the Earth's
history.
I do
not remember the names, but they are named if you have extra time to watch Cosmos, which
yeah.
Brand, which you will watch soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He does go through a whole episode about how,
yep.
how much longer we have and how long we've been here and what the 5 mass extinction events were.
Yeah, and the dinosaurs, unfortunately, had one of those. The
yep.
dinosaurs were around for millions of years, just crazy. Like, even longer than 1 million years, which I guess they're not mammals, but I think mammals usually last longer than reptiles, and they're around for a really long time.
Well, you still got turtles that live longer than humans today.
Yeah, that's nuts, dude.
And they're reptiles.
The other thing, and this might be getting too deep, but people assume the Earth cares about humans. The Earth does not care about humans. The Earth doesn't care if we survive or not. It's been around for billions and billions of years. And I think if like 4 billion years to be exact, or 7, something like that.
D&D, the Earth is chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
That's the best way.
Yeah. It doesn't care if we live or not. If we die in the next year, the Earth's just going to keep on going.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, everyone thinks that, oh my God, the world's going to end. No, people would end.
Yeah, people will
end. It would not become habitable, then everything would cool down, mm-hmm. and would go back to equilibrium, because that's what it does.
Yeah.
But that would be millions of years later, and all the humans will be gone.
Yeah, and then in 65 million years, we might have a different species roaming the Earth.
Yep.
Like, what's the craziest creature you can think of right now?
I think dolphin people is what I'm into today.
You were like dolphin people?
Yeah. Just because they have so many like fun swear
Zora,
words.
Like the Zora from...
Well, kind of like that, but I was thinking more just like... Everything's human except you're gray and you got a dolphin head.
Yeah.
And you could go you in the water or not. Still. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still got legs and limbs and you still, you know, work at your business job with ties.
Yeah.
And you can, like, tell people to shove it up their blowhole. And that's, like, really dirty. Like, you can't say that.
Well, you have to eke it out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, and the dolphin flights are going to be so, like...
Yeah.
It's going to sound great.
Yeah.
Wet flippers.
And then the last thing that my wife Shelby wanted to know is, what's your favorite dinosaur movie?
That's tough because...
Isn't it?
It's
deceptively tough.
Yeah, because the first thing you think is, well, Jurassic Park, duh.
Right.
And then you're like, what else was there? I guess Land Before Time.
Well, Land Before Time. Good Dinosaur's really good from Pixar. There's like those Walk with the Dinosaur things from BBC or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's all kinds of dinosaur movies. But the right answer is Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that's the only answer.
Dude, I was thinking the other day, I think it was on Friday, I was thinking about the T-Rex scene where he has the car turned over and he's pinned it in the rain and stuff. I was like, I want to watch that whole movie just for that scene. That scene is so good.
Yeah.
I love that scene. It still holds up.
What I want to look up after this is the context of what other kinds of movies existed at the time and how grand of a scene that was. Because now everything's such a big budget blockbuster that at that time people were like, what the hell?
Well, dude, even still, you go back and watch that.
Yeah.
It's still like...
And it holds up.
It holds up. Because like, it didn't use CGI.
Digital. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like, it's not like, I love The Incredibles. It's my favorite Pixar movie. But if you go back and watch it, the CGI just looks so old now.
Yeah.
Like, it hasn't... It's been probably, I don't know, maybe more than 10 years. I can't remember. But it doesn't date well. In Jurassic Park, what are we? This was like 1991 or something. Still holds up.
That's why... what's that movie with all the stop motion animation that's going to hold up forever?
A lot of them.
The most recent, like, strings.
Oh, the Kubo and the Two Strings?
Yeah.
I love that movie. That's
I haven't
from
seen that
the,
yet either.
Oh, my God. I wish I had it for you to borrow. Because I have all their other movies. It's from Leica Studios. They made Coraline.
Oh, I love Coraline.
And Box Trolls.
Cool.
Got anything else?
I'm still John.
I'm still Nick.
And this is Stranger Still.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-